My Kind of Perfect by Tracy Brogan, performed by Amy McFadden. And just like that, Gigi O'Reilly Callahan Harper Smith died the way she lived, with a martini glass in each hand. My sister Brooke performed a lazy, single-fingered sign of the cross as our grandmother, the very much alive Gigi O'Reilly Callahan Harper Smith, tripped over a calico house cat, swayed on one foot, before bumping her gray-haired noggin against the doorframe, and yet somehow managed to not spill a drop from either of the glasses she held aloft. Not a dribble nor a droplet, nary a ripple. The olives didn't even wobble. "This is designer gin," Gigi responded matter-of-factly, lurching forward and plunking the drinks down on the red and white checked cloth that covered the old pine table in her kitchen. "It was a parting gift from Gus."
"Does Gus know it was a parting gift from Gus?"
Brooke's tone remained as dry as the hint of vermouth Gigi typically waved over her drink of choice, but our grandmother just scoffed good-naturedly. She was a tiny dynamo in faded jeans and an extra-large blue plaid flannel shirt that swallowed her to the knees. The sleeves were rolled up a half-dozen turns and were still cuffed just above her wrists.
"After what I put up with at his place, I think I earned myself a few door prizes on my way out. And anyway, he shouldn't drink so much."
I locked eyes with my sister, who shrugged off the comment with practiced resignation. There was no point in telling Gigi that she also drank too much. Every time the topic arose, she'd just tell us she was pickling herself to ward off old age. And she might be onto something. At 70-plus years old, she was as vivacious as ever and showed no signs of slowing down, as evidenced by the fact that, until 2 weeks ago, she'd been shacking up with a much younger man, one Mr. August Mahoney. Their surprise affair had rocked and shocked the Wenaway Island community and kept the winter population of 600 inhabitants busy gossiping and speculating and tisk-tisk-tisking. But, like a firecracker, their relationship had been loud, painful to the eyes, and blissfully brief. They'd lived together just long enough for Gigi to discover that the hard of hearing Gus was a nocturnal TV watcher of true crime documentaries who ate potato chips in bed while wiping greasy fingers on the sheets, habitually left up the toilet seat, and needed pruning shears to clip his freakishly fast-growing toenails. It was all a bit too much, even for a scrappy, adaptable gal like Gigi, who'd been widowed not once, not twice, but thrice. So she'd informed Gus it was over and moved back to her own house, where she could drink his designer gin in peace and quiet.